Well, St. Louis, Missouri has the highest crime rate in the country, more than 5 times the national average. You'd think they'd be busy with that, but instead, the city is spending precious time and resources to do what? To crack down on food trucks. Oh, yes. The city seems to have taken an all-out assault against the mobile vendors. They're claiming that food trucks violate city ordinances, which don't allow selling food to people on public streets. Here with more on the details, Reason Magazine's editor-in-chief, Matt Welch. And Matt, this is an easy one. I mean, if the food truck comes along and it's got kind of creepy-looking food, guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to buy from them. If they've got great food, I'm going to. Why don't they leave it up to us, the customer?
Because they're an affront, basically, to the mind of especially a local government regulator. They weren't waved into existence by the magic wand of someone in the city. They weren't designed, you know, to explicitly approve something. They just rushed to meet a demand for people to eat tasty food largely near their workplaces. And so regulators sit around and say, hey, look, well, you know, restaurants have to follow through all these various, jump through various hoops, and other people do too. So it's an exercise of freedom, and ultimately that is what's untenable from the mind of a local city councilman.
Is this just a disguise to say, let's find a way to tax all these extra people out there? Or is it just the fact that the restaurant people, they're obviously, I don't mind blame them for trying to defend their turf. Are they the ones that are in there banging on the city council to say, defend us?
They are typically the ones who complain. I mean, it's obviously not customers who are complaining. No one's getting poisoned by this stuff, and people are lining up around the block. The restaurateurs have a legitimate complaint, which is that they themselves have to do all kinds of things to meet the approval of local city regulators. But the public policy approach or response to that is, well, let's get rid of whatever regulations don't make any sense. Let's ease the burden on them instead of shifting the very same burden on people who are also meeting a consumer need.
Yeah, but you know, Matt, there's a lot of people that are watching this now that are thinking, well, I do want to know what's going on in the kitchen. I want to know that the food is clean. I want to make sure that there's some sort of food safety inspection. Are you okay with food safety inspection?
I can tolerate food safety inspections. What I can't tolerate is what actually happens in the name of food safety inspections, which is typically that you have to pay large permitting fees, that you have to submit yourself to a certain regime of inspections, and you have to follow rules that shouldn't apply to food trucks, that you have to have various sinks to wash this and wash that, that don't necessarily make sense in more of a food cart context. And as a result, we have the specter of things like, in L.A., people are going to jail for serving bacon dogs. It's not just St. Louis. It's L.A. and Brooklyn and Baltimore and everywhere else. That is the logic of the impulse to say, hey, we just want to, you know, get an inspector between every business and every consumer.
The lady in L.A. with the bacon hot dogs is my favorite story ever, because if they don't understand that the hot dogs are made, I had a guy from I think it was Hormel call my radio show and tell me, I work at the plant, the bacon and the hot dogs are made from a pig, from the same thing. So the fact that she wrapped a bacon around a hot dog was basically wrapping a hot dog around anyway. It's a crazy story. But
and again, we have remedies for this. If you get sick because someone sold you a dodgy bacon dog, you have civil remedies against that person. There is a justice system that has a backstop on all of this stuff. But the inspections never come from consumer complaints. They almost always come from competing restaurateurs and not from the actual consumer.
If somebody got sick, they wouldn't go there again. And they'd tell all their friends. And then the truck would be out of business. But Matt Welch, always a great reason from you, Reason Magazine. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
You bet.